For several hours a day, 13-year-old Chit Ko walks barefoot with a basket full of rocks on his shoulder. He earns just $3.50 a day transporting stones back and forth for a construction company who'll use them to build roads and highways. It's backbreaking work, but Chit, who quit school so he could support his family, has other plans. I want to be a doctor when I'm older, he says. I want to take care of my parents. Chit is just one of many child laborers being exploited in Myanmar, a country whose recent foray into the international stage has it scurrying to play catch-up when it comes to infrastructure and economic growth. The International Labor Organization says the lure of cheap labor is a slippery slope when the government has so many priorities that need to be addressed.
They're having to address economic policy, social, education, health, development, agriculture, all of these policies together. Because each of them work in different areas to achieve that end objective. And it is a massive problem.
According to rights groups, only about 60% of Myanmar's children are enrolled in school. And of those, about a third drop out after fifth grade.